Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
What the heck were you thinking?
And I thought your cornhole was something entirely different.
What in the world were you thinking?
I'm going to go ahead and assume that you had quite the raging evening. Tore up your own car, crashed it into a tree, and then pooped yourself.
What were you thinking?
No, we're not paying for a three-way, JP.
It makes more sense now that you've said it.
I just don't think we should pay for it.
Don't think it means what you think it means.
466-9696. We actually had one of our contestants drop out, so if you'd like to still get into play,
you can.
Out of context contest.
Yep.
Sorry, Linda. She just hung up. So if you'd like to get in, 466-9696. Hi, Kix, who's this?
Amber.
Amber?
Yes.
All right, Amber, hang on the line. You'll be right after Samantha and Eric, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. All right, so we play the game where you can win fabulous prizes. We're giving away tickets to the Total Solar Eclipse game. That is coming up on Monday.
Nice.
No chance to join us for that.
Get him.
And Samantha gets the first shot to play out of context contest. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
How well do you think you know the show?
So-so.
This is her first time listening.
This is really your first time.
I'm kidding.
That's okay. I don't mind.
No, I usually get to work and early in the morning, so I catch the first part.
Okay.
Some of these are from the early morning, so I think you might have an advantage there.
Okay.
So we'll go with it. But okay, so here's what we're going to do. We'll play the audio for you, and then we're going to give you three options, A, B, or C. Two of them are not right. One of them is actually what we're talking about. You just got to pick out the one that you want. If you miss one, stay on the line, because sometimes it gets back to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
We've so gone round and round before.
All right, here we go.
So here's the first piece, and out of context consensus. I mean, no offense to intern Robin. She's lovely, but Lauren's kind of the glue.
You have not started this show off well with our intern.
Well, I'll make it
up. We're going to replay this tomorrow for Lauren, and she's just going to be looking at you like, are you kidding me?
Don't give me that look. How many shows have you been to?
Wow. All right. So, A.
What? JP loves me. That's
A,
all.
That was JP being a massive jerk to our intern, Robin, when Lauren was sick on Tuesday. That's A. B, I told you I was going to bring this back up.
I knew you would.
B, JP's sad because we announced Lauren was leaving the show to be the personal assistant to Justin Trudeau.
Oh.
That could almost actually happen.
C, well, just give it away. Maybe it did happen. C, Robin wanted a shot at replacing Lauren, and JP was going out of his way to sabotage her attempts at a super low-key show takeover.
Telling all of y'all this is sabotage.
I'll have to go with A.
Yes. A is absolutely right.
You have been such a butt to her to start that show. It was terrible. You even threw out there, I take you to concerts.
How many shows have you been to? Anyway.
Oh, man, you are going to get stabbed.
I had your back, Lauren.
I was sad when you said I was leaving, but then when you said I was going to be the personal assistant to Justin Trudeau, I got happy.
I knew you'd love that. All right, so there's A.
All right, she's got 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
Eric and Amber are waiting to steal the game.
I bet if you followed him around, you'd find one before too long.
All right, so that was A, Lauren telling the police officer that if they just followed around Husker Nick long enough, they'd find an actual reason to arrest him instead of fake arresting him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
B, the police are trying to crack down on the ladies of the night in Lincoln, and Lauren told the police that they just followed around JP long enough, he would help them find them.
You follow him around long enough, you'll find one.
See, Lauren is saying if you follow JP around long enough, you'd find a reason to listen to our awesome morning show.
I actually hear the audio.
Oh, play it again.
Throwing I bet if you followed him around, you'd find one before too long.
Oh, yes, see.
Well, probably true, not the right answer of this one. That's okay.
It's okay,
Stay on the line.
Eric comes in and he has a chance to steal.
So, Eric, is it A, she was telling the police to follow Husker Nick around long enough to find an actual reason to arrest him instead of a fake arrest on Twitter, or B, police are trying to crack down on the ladies of the night, and she told the police that if they just follow around JP long enough, they'd find one.
It's 50-50. I'm going to go A.
Well played. Well played on that
yes,
one, Eric.
That
Your
A.
trolling of JP is off the charts, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, I have so, to.
Eric's got a point. Samantha's got a point. Amber's waiting to steal the game. Here's the final piece in Out of Context Contest.
I can only promise you what I can control. So I can promise you that myself and Lauren will in no way, shape, or form, no way, shape, or form, have anything to do with any type of extracurricular clown showing up or anything. Okay. A, don't forget. A, Lauren and her husband, Paul, go to a weekly swingers party, and Nick was trying to convince his wife, Jess, they should go too. She was hesitant. I can only promise you what I can control. God, that's the worst joke I've ever made. B, Lauren and Nick are trying to get JP to go watch the movie It and promise to beat the heck out of any menacing clowns that might show up. Or C, Nick, Lauren, and Luke Bryan are taking a trip to Circus Night at the Lumberyard the night before the big show in September, and we're trying to get JP to go.
As much as I know Lauren loves the Lumberyard, I'm going to go B.
Yeah. Yes.
And B is absolutely right.
Yeah. I really want to get a clown costume.
Eric?
Eric is a former wrestler. I'm not fighting him. If he's in a clown costume,
that's
not
show, Eric.
I'll fight him.
You'll fight
Eric. I might have to. We'll see.
I'll bring my kickboxing gloves.
Congratulations, Eric. You're a winner of the contest.
Oh, thanks.
You're going to come join us at the Total Solar Eclipse Party at the Haymarket Park with the Salt Dogs on Monday. Just have to skip out on work, all right?
All right.
Cool. Hang on the line real quick. We'll get you some more details about that. Samantha and Amber will not go away empty-handed. They get to go to the Marco Cedar movies on us.
Fun fact about Eric, all of those awesome orange cones around town are because of him.
Thanks, Eric.
Just so everybody knows, he's in charge of tearing up our streets.
Can't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yep.
So when you're mad, when you're stuck in traffic because of that, shake your fist out the window and yell, Eric!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play the best
music to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.